Support this podcast via our Patreon and get more writerly goodness. Visit patreon.com/nanocast to join up.
Welcome to NaNoWriMo Every Month. My name is J. Daniel Sawyer. I'm the author of some 20 books, 34 short stories, and numerous articles and other things, and I am your guide on this journey to use NaNoWriMo to level up to professional output levels. Welcome to The Questions, Episode 116. Today, John asks, Scrivener, Word, or something else? What does Dan Sawyer use, and why? Well, John, I use OpenOffice for most things, or I guess it's now called LibreOffice because they've forked it again, and I use it for a very specific reason. I have been dealing with file formats and computer programs since I was 4 years old. I programmed my own games at that age. I migrated over the years from WordStar to WordPerfect to Microsoft Word and all the way down the chain. I have found that with all kinds of programs, not just word processing programs, that it is much easier to port your data seamlessly from generation to generation of technology if it is in open and documented file formats. No commercial program uses as its native format an open and documented file format. If you want open, documented, standards-compliant file formats, you frequently need to look to open-source software. You don't always have to look to open-source software. For example, JPEGs, OpenEXR, TIFFs, PNGs, these are all open, documented, and standards-compliant file formats, and they are used by everybody as a destination format. But as a working format, well, Adobe Photoshop uses PSD, which is only partially documented and open, and every other program uses a different sort of scheme. However, every program can load open documented file formats and then spit out whatever proprietary file format they're dealing in. So, I keep all of my data in open documented file formats. I use open source software for my entire production line for audiobooks, design, layout, and films, including high-level special effects. I keep all of my documents in openly accessible, standards-compliant file formats, such as EPUBs, text files, wiki files, HTML, and ODT and other LibreOffice file formats. You can open those in Microsoft Word, and everything is great. You can open most Microsoft Office files in LibreOffice, and everything is similarly great. The only thing I've ever had trouble with is some higher-level formula work coming over from Excel. Anyway, that's what I use, and that's why I use it. I don't use Scrivener for this reason. I used Keltex for many, many years, but I got sort of screwed by it when they closed up shop, so I don't use that anymore. I've moved my script writing away from Keltex, and I'm now experimenting with a bunch of replacement tools that do everything in XML and HTML, so I will always have access to my data no matter what goes under. I'm fiercely protective of my data. You might have been able to tell. Anyway, that's what I do, and that's why I do it. And, of course, the fringe benefit is that the more standards-compliant a piece of software is, generally the less expensive it tends to be. And since I do this for a living and commercially, I don't feel right about pirating software to do it. And I'm very, very happy with the tools I've got. I've been astounded at how good and useful they've been over the years and how they keep improving. In fact, sometimes the improvements are by not changing too much when Adobe or Microsoft completely changes their interface in ways that neuter the usefulness of their software. Thanks for the question. I hope that helps. Please feel free to send any follow-ups. I know that the area of tools is an interesting area full of boundless frontiers of potential discussion. And I'll see you tomorrow. NaNoWriMo Every Month is written and presented by J. Daniel Sawyer and produced by Artistic Whispers Productions. Visit our website at NaNoWriMoEveryMonth.com and leave a tip in the tip jar or join the Patreon to support this podcast. NaNoWriMo Every Month is copyright 2016 by J. Daniel Sawyer and Artistic Whispers Productions and is released under a Creative Commons non-commercial attribution, no derivatives license.